Special agents interviewed a man from Aguascalientes, Mexico. He was one of dozens in the trailer and is only identified by the initials JMMJ. He wanted to be smuggled into the United States and taken to San Antonio. The smugglers were going to charge him $5,500 when he arrived. He successfully crossed the Rio Grande with 28 other people. He was told the Zetas drug cartel would charge 12,000 pesos for protection and a raft to cross the river. They made it in three trips. JM was taken to the trailer the next day by a pickup truck. There were an estimated 70 people already inside it, and there was no food or water. The trailer left that evening. JM says the first hour of the trip was fine, but then people started having trouble breathing and started passing out. He says they banged on the trailer walls and yelled to get the driver's attention, but the driver never stopped. There was a hole in the trailer wall for ventilation, and they took turns breathing through it. When they arrived in San Antonio, JM says the driver braked and people toppled over. Someone, possibly the driver, opened the doors. Many people exited the trailer into black SUVs in the Walmart parking lot in a matter of minutes. At least 8 people were found dead in the trailer when a Walmart worker called police. 30 others were taken to hospitals, including JM. There are conflicting stories from those interviewed, including the driver. 2 other immigrants estimate the total number of people in the trailer could have been between 70 to 200 people. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.